RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Plenty of excitement in Tokyo, plenty going on back home too. Good morning, John Murray.
It's happening everywhere, Justin. The Olympic headlines to begin with. In boxing, Aidan Walsh has won at least a bronze medal after winning his quarterfinal in the men's welterweight division. He had a split decision win over Mervyn Clare of Mauritius and will fight again on Sunday against Britain's Pat McCormack for a place in the Olympic final. We'll have more on that great story coming up later in the programme. Kelly Harrington is through to the quarterfinals of the women's lightweight division, beating Italy's Rebecca Nicoli in a unanimous points decision. Her next fight is on Tuesday. In hockey, big disappointment for Ireland's women's team. A late goal from India gave them a 1-0 victory in their Pool A game. It makes Ireland's chances of making the quarterfinals a daunting task now. The track and field events got underway this morning. There were four Irish athletes in action. Thomas Barr is through to the semi-finals of the 400 metres hurdles after finishing second in his heat. Meanwhile, none of the three Irish women, Nadia Power, Louise Shanahan and Shufra Clarig-Butner, have made it beyond the heats of the 800 metres. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are well placed, just outside the medal positions actually, in joint fourth after their second rounds in the men's golf. They lie on 7 under par, 3 shots off the lead, held by Mexico's Carlos Ortiz. Elsewhere in sport, a great night in Europe for Bohemians and Dundalk. They've both advanced to the third qualifying round of the Europa Conference League. In their second round, second leg against Dudelange from Luxembourg at the Aviva Stadium, both won 3-0. That gave them a 4-0 aggregate victory. Rob Cornwall and Georgie Kelly with two were the Bows scorers on the night. It's a quick turnaround for Bows now. They play POAK of Greece at the Aviva next Tuesday. But Bows boss Keith Long isn't complaining, as he told Adrian Eames.
This is where we want to be. There's, you know, we'd rather, you know, the congestion that we have, the fixture pile-up that we have, it's a fantastic, you know, feeling to be in the next round of the competition. And it's what we want. We want this to become the norm. We want big, important football nights at the club. And, you know, it's brilliant for the supporters to come again with a quick turnaround. Obviously, again, we're stepping up again another level in terms of the opposition, so it doesn't get any easier, that's for sure. So we'll have to be prepped and ready, and really we have to make sure that we recover as best we possibly can. That's the key thing, that we plan, prepare, we do video, we'll do the opposition analysis as much as we can over the next few days and give all the information that we can to the players, and hopefully that they can recover after tonight, because it is tough. It's a big pitch, the Aviva. This was our fifth game in 14 days. So, you know, it's a quick turnaround. All those things will be big factors when it comes to Tuesday. So, but tonight, I can't ask any more, and I can't be any more prouder of the way this club has conducted itself so far in Europe.
Dundalk set up a clash with Dutch team Vitesse after a dramatic win away to Levadia Tallinn in Estonia. A Will Patching goal in injury time at the end of the second leg clinched a 2-1 success for the Lily Whites, and they go through 4-3 on aggregate. David McMillan had earlier equalised for the Lily Whites to score his 14th goal in Europe. To the weekend Gaelic football action now. Two provincial finals taking place at Croke Park. It's All-Ireland champions Dublin against Kildare in the Leinster final on Sunday. But first, Tomás O'Shea on tomorrow afternoon's clash between Monaghan and Tyrone in the Ulster final.
They might need a couple of refs here. There was 16 cards the last time they played each other. Overall, the credentials of either winning out the All-Ireland would be that bit less than other teams still left in it. But this is a tough game to call. The perception out there is that both teams are playing really well up front, scoring freely, especially Monaghan, but that defensively Tyrone might be that little bit tighter. Could it be that the 6-16 Kerry put up into them was a watershed moment? Probably. They've picked the team the last time they went out. Kieran McGeary, Niall Sludden, Frank Burns, Conor Miley, all up front, but as defenders, really. The big question for them is, will they start Cathal McShane? Will they start Conor McKenna? Conor McKenna especially was going well the last day. Matty Donnelly and Darren McCurry are their only two natural forwards. People will say Donegal stayed on their coattails. You know, there was a missed penalty, John. Murphy got sent off. Donegal were still there at the end of that game. So I still think Tyrone have improved. They're not the team they were 4 or 5 weeks ago. But with Monaghan, I'll be blunt, if they're as porous at the back as they were against Armagh, they could be in trouble. Their forwards played brilliantly. They're destroying defences. Beggin's kickouts are absolutely brilliant. They're running at teams. They're kicking it long. And to play that game, you have to commit bodies forward, which is the right thing to do. But the reality is they need to slow the opposition down more going the opposite direction, because teams are hurting them. Armagh had 36 shots. They scored 221. They had 8 wides. If Monaghan cough up those chances to Tyrone, it's curtains for them. Monaghan sadly have had an emotional roller coaster the last couple of weeks. Could it be the difference? Well, the great Conor McManus dragged them over the line against Armagh. This could be a draw, John, but I have a sneaky feeling Tyrone could edge it.
OK, that's Croke Park on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we have the Leinster final, Kildare taking on Dublin, and Jack O'Connor making it clear that they're not going to just be there to make up the numbers.
Yeah, it was 2012, John, since the last time a team got as close to 6 points as Meath did in the last game. All eyes are on Dublin. How will they play over the 70 minutes? Can they give a commanding performance that will deflate all the talk that all these other teams are going to catch them this week? I think we'll see Dublin going back to basics, and the basics are playing a game that is dictated by a savage work rate and relentlessness that was not to be seen probably in that second half against Meath. They still have the spine, John. Do you know the Brian Howard, James McCarthy, Fenton Callaghan, Kilkenny, Dean Rock? They still have that group of players. They only conceded 113 to Meath, so the panic button is not going to be pressed just yet. John Small, I think, is a huge, huge player. It's the other players, I suppose. John Small coming back would be huge for them if he can. But it's the other players, you know, the Padraig Coffey Burns, the Cormac Costellos, the Sean McMahons, the Paddy Smalls. They need to have an impact, because there is a perception out there that these new players are not of the quality that they have replaced. I've no doubt Dublin will answer all the questions being asked right now. I think they'll beat Kildare. That's not being disrespectful to Kildare. Jack Connor and Kildare have been promoted and reached a Leinster final in a province, I suppose, that Dublin are 150% expected to win. They're after all going for 11 in a row. Kildare will come and play. The problem I have for Kildare is they don't get the ball quickly enough into the danger men of Jimmy Hyland and Daniel Flynn especially. They can cause trouble. They were the difference in beating Westmeath, even though Westmeath missed so much scores that day. It was Flynn's goals and his part in the goals that were the difference. I think they'll need more goals on Sunday, to be quite honest with you. I expect a stronger Dublin team with a point to prove, to quell all this talk. And I suppose if they don't, John, it's going to give oxygen to the rest of the country in saying that we will have a bit of a chance this year. I do think Dublin will win it. I think they'll win it convincingly enough. But a victory for Kildare here, we'll be staying with them for 45, 50 minutes. But I'm going for Dublin.
Well, that's Thomas O'Shea there. And all the GAA action can be followed over the weekend on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport extended editions of both. And a reminder, in rugby, the British and Irish Lions versus South Africa in the second test, live on 2FM. Coverage begins at 4:45 with Michael Corcoran and Donal Lenehan on commentary duty.